prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 7th day of July, 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We are so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I sincerely do. Folks, please don't take for granted when I say that I'm just saying it. I really do mean it. If y'all were not there, I wouldn't be here. Because y'all's prayer and support, we're able to do this for going on 28 years on the radio. And perhaps by the grace of our Father in Heaven, maybe we've touched a few lives. Encouraged a few to stay the course, maybe led a few to Christ. Maybe help them prepare for what's coming and what, you know, that's all I know to do. Be faithful to our Lord and Savior. That's all I can do. And I want to do that. Now, before we get any further in the program, we'll bring up our guest in a few minutes. We'll bring in Melody Seastrom, who is a sponsor of this broadcast on Shortwave 3 nights a week. We're going to discuss things, folks, that I hope, because we're going to talk about buying some precious metals for your future, that you won't get turned off, turned radio off. If you do, all I can say is I'm disappointed in you, because obviously you have no discernment of what's coming in this country or in this world, nor really care a lot about your future or your children's future. I'm just laying online, do with as you please. In the meantime, don't forget that this coming next week, the next 2 weeks, I won't be here. But you won't miss me. We'll have Deborah Tavares on a couple of nights. We'll have Glenn Pardon on tonight. We'll have Wayne Elliott on a couple of nights. You won't even know I'm going for 2 weeks. We're going. Marsh and I are going down to BioCare Hospital in Mexico for stem cell treatment. I'm anxious to see what happens. Folks, we all have physical ailments and problems we need to work on. I know I do. And we're blessed to be able to work with Dr. Rodriguez and his wonderful staff in Tijuana, Mexico, on this. I hope that you all pray for us. I know that I'll miss being with you. I really mean that. I miss being with you. But Lord willing, I'll be back in a couple of weeks, but I want to give you a heads up on that again. And while I'm going, don't worry. The radio shows will continue. Crystal will be here in the office on Thursdays, and so will Mama Judy. And Lisa will be taking phone calls all week to take care of orders, answer questions, whatever you may have to ask questions about. I want you to know that. We'll be here. Our new catalog is available to you if you want it. Surprise, we haven't already got rid of all of them, but we have some here to mail out. They're no charge. If you want, if you order something, we'll send them to you anyway with an order. Because we want you to know some of the things we'll handle. Now, we're adding some new items. Yeah, obviously, we are. But we're going to try to update it. If the Lord and I just go on another 6 months, try to update again in 6 months. But all I can tell you is, if you heard last night's program, I still sense in my spirit, very deeply in my spirit, that November is going to be hell to pay in this country. I really sincerely mean that. I pray that I'm wrong. I pray that Brother Dana Coverstone from Kentucky, the pastor from there, is wrong. Because I don't want to see anyone go through this. But America is ripe for judgment, and America is being judged right now. and it's going to increase very, very quickly, I do believe. We don't people do it. We're still offering the vaccine paperwork. Folks, if you can't do a vaccine or don't want to do a vaccine, send us a few bucks. We can send you a copy of the vaccine paperwork so you can read. Give them a copy of why you won't do it. Then give them a document to sign to say that if you take it, will they be responsible for your health? They won't do it, obviously. But I'll give you more ground to stand on what you know is right, that you can't take the cop begging thing. So you let us know. Send us $4 or $5 for our postage, and we'll take care of that. I promise we won't do that for you. And also, we'll still offer the book Backyard Medicine. Everyone needs a copy of that book, Backyard Medicine. Everyone, whether you live in city or out in town, in country, wherever you're at, the book Backyard Medicine, folks, may help you understand what you have right around you that can be used for medicine, perhaps, or at least food. I hope you'll be willing to understand that that's important anytime, but especially now. Besides, it's a lot of fun to look at and to just read and enjoy. All these things available here, folks. You just have to call and ask for them. The Vladimir toothpaste, all the Strauss products, the Vladimir mouthwash, all that's available. You call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa what you want. Use credit card, debit card, we don't care, or write to us and tell us what you want. We'll get it right out to you. And we do have Stan Johnson's books here. I know that some of y'all want those, but there's one that has not arrived yet. It's just coming back from the printer. But we have the books here on the prophecies, and on the end time of America. And folks, these are things that you need to study and understand, because literally your souls can depend on it. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but how to stand in these times, because massive, massive situations are coming that it's just hard to believe. We've never seen it in this country, ever. But it's coming soon. My guest is Melody Seastrom. Melody Seastrom has been a friend of this ministry, golly, for 15 years, I'm guessing. Maybe a little longer. I don't know.
Ever since I was 21.
That's been about 15 years ago, right? Actually, 18. Right. 18, actually, I think. But anyway, she's been with us, folks, for a long time as a friend and supported the ministries. She's the one I do all the dealings with when I do buy precious metals and when I sell precious metals. Because of her, I was able to sell precious metals and pay for a surgery for one of my sons that was needed desperately. He had the money for it. We got to take care of. Because of her, I was able to sell metals and pay off my home and property 17 years early. Because of Bob Chapman that she worked with for years, tell me back in the 90s I need to stock up on precious metals. I don't owe anybody a dime. Now that is, folks, these are the reasons why. If everything happens in November that we do think is going to happen, I don't know what's going to happen to any of us. But I do know this, if you owe for your home, you can't make a payment, they're going to kick you out of it. And if you're behind on anything all I can say is get ready. But the dollar goes to nothing and it will. You have something in your hand at least that's somewhat valuable to somebody. You can at least barter and maybe make a deal with somebody to feed your family. And that's what is going to matter the most in the very near future. Melody Seastrom, welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, like I was saying, we go back a long ways. And that long time went by pretty fast, didn't it?
You know, it certainly did. It's hard to believe all those years went by and all the changes that we've seen and experienced and all the things that we've talked about. And here we are today. And it truly is, it's surprising and shocking, and yet it isn't. And sometimes I'm still scratching my head thinking, you know, where is everybody? And it's, we got a ways to go though. And I agree with you. I think we're going to begin seeing things, really unwind here after the summer. It could start in August. And well, some of the biggest volatility in the markets are August and September.
Well, as I said, you remember so many times, this election, I think, is going to bring hell in this country, and I do believe it. And I think a lot more than I realized. I talked to Brother Dan or Dana Coverstone from Kentucky, and what he saw and what I convinced is absolutely right. It's unsettling, to say the least. And all you can do is offer people a way to maybe protect themselves a little bit. Do something that maybe will give them a hedge against the chaos that's coming. And Melody, that's all we can do. I offer spiritual guidance the best I can. You offer some physical guidance in a way, some ways to have some precious metals in hand to protect your wealth. That's all we can do. I mean, you and I did your program today. We discussed a lot of things today that's absolutely stunningly unbelievable that's happening in our lifetime. I mean, coronavirus, for one, that's crippled the world's economy, not just America's economy, the world's economy. Half the workforce in America almost was laid off from work. Most of them are still not back to work. I mean, yeah, the virus has killed some people, and I hate it. God forbid, I don't even want to talk about that. But yes, if we can believe the numbers, 130,000 have died. If we can believe the numbers, I don't believe the numbers. But if we could believe them, 130,000 or 330 million is not a great percentage. But now to count the ones who lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost their businesses, some committed suicide, some had got spousal abuse both ways, children have been molested and abused. Now, I know, folks, it's not right. I realize that. But people that are under stress can't pay their bills, can't buy food. They do stupid stuff sometimes because their minds is clogged. They can't think clearly. This virus situation is not over. No, we're not going to have a second wave. And it is going to go away. It's still here and it's growing again. And it's doing more damage to this nation, economically and other ways, than anything in history. An article read today says, as they said, it's the worst economy since World War II. And I think it's even much worse than that, because in World War II, Melody, we weren't $30, $40 trillion in debt, were we?
No, and I believe we had a nation that was united.
Yes, we did.
We had patriotism was something that, my gosh, look what the men, you know, look at the lives that were lost during these wars. And so it is a different time. People cared for one another. Sure, there was violence and everything else. It wasn't, you know, apple pie in Alamode all that time. But the majority was peace. It was, we were united. There wasn't anger like we have today. And that's the biggest difference. There might have been some social unrest, but not like today. And I'm sorry, but this country has been so divided. And I don't see anyone trying to unite this nation. Now, maybe it's maybe it's beyond the capability of anyone uniting this country anymore. But they certainly keep dividing it. And, of course, we all know the old saying, divide and conquer. And that's exactly what they've done.
And it's not just one state or one section country. This is all over the United States. This is going on everywhere.
It's all over the world.
It is.
It's all over the world.
Yes.
But we worry about our country. And it's everywhere. And it really is, like I said, it's frightening. It's shocking. Because there was always that little bit of hope that something would change, that we'd get a handle on something, that, you know, maybe we could be able to, you know, turn it around, or maybe we would make the landing a little bit softer than what it's going to be. But every day that hope kind of gets a little diminished. It just kind of, there's always still hope. And of course, there's always the hope when you look above, but we're talking about here and those that can help and change things around. And, you know, Butch, it's just, I just don't see it. I think this is going to play out. We're going to wake up one day to a whole brand new different world. It's going to happen on a very short period of time. There will be bank closures. You won't get to your funds. Your money will be devalued overnight. You will wake up to a different world. We woke up to a different world to COVID-19. We're going to wake up to a different world. And it's going to hit you financially.
It is. It really is. You know, the World War II, but and not just World War II, but Vietnam and Korea and all those. But World War II, people knew one day that would end. This, I don't see an end to.
Yeah, there's no end to this.
I don't see an end to it financially, for sure. America was is in such dire straits financially that I don't see an end to it. And this virus is causing more aggravation among people in my community even. Some are not going to wear masks no matter what they say, and I'm one of them. And some, you know, are giving in to it, but it's causing problems. Matter of fact, just got a phone about an hour ago talking to a friend of mine. We're getting ready to do a class action lawsuit against the governor and some other people. Right now we're discussing. He's going to talk to his lawyer tomorrow. But this is where we are. And I don't want to take time to do that, but I simply will not bow down to government mandates on something I don't believe is really happening like they say it is. But again, the situation with this is causing frustration and anger. And on top of that, the Black Lives Matter protests are destroying private property, public property, and armed men and women are protecting their homes and monuments. Melanie, this is America. This is where I grew up, in a different society, where people just didn't become angry over nothing and start destroying and it wouldn't be tolerated. But today, it's happening. In some places, they're treated almost like heroes. That's not the country I grew up in.
I mean, you know, to me, when there's movements to defund the police, does anybody have any idea or clue what happens to this nation when there's no police force? Or even if you try to change it around, and one of the funniest things I hear is, oh, we're going to send in a psychologist instead of sending a police officer to a domestic situation, we're going to send a psychologist. It's just like, do these people even know what they're saying?
Well, I do believe if this happens, we're going to see National Guard, which is totally unconstitutional, put on the streets armed to keep the peace. When the cops are going,
absolutely, they're already
somebody's going to step in.
Trump to do it,
and that's step in the wrong direction. And if people will study the history of the communist takeovers of different countries, and folks, before we throw stones, understand that the United States has done it to dozens of countries. We have sent in instigators to cause riots and trouble, and we've taken over nations and changed rulers. It seems like it's our turn now. Communists have done the same thing. Send in instigators, cause unrest in society, cause these kind of flare-ups, and then move in with different principles, including a military police force that we wouldn't tolerate 25 years ago. We're crying for today. And that's exactly what Henry Kissinger said, Melody, some years ago, that the UN troops were here, the people would riot. But said one day they're going to ask for it. We're going to be glad to hear. And that is what we see happening right now.
But what is the best way to, I mean, how do you stop the rioters and the looters? I mean, you can't, you know, I mean, what the decisions that they're making, they're giving them greater power.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Well, you know, no one, God forbid, we have to go to bloodshed. But it's already started. Blood's already been shed. There's no point denying that. There's been first blood already drawn. And if we had a somewhat normal type of leadership, they would say, we can't tolerate this, we got to stop it, whatever the cost. We can't let this happen. Then maybe they would see through the fact that this has been done on purpose. I don't know. But we don't have that any longer. There's no point even talking about that. We don't have it. All I know is the chaos is going to increase, I think, quite a bit, more than quite a bit. I think it's going to increase tremendously up to and into November, and then I don't know what's going to happen then. But with all this chaos and all this financial situation, the article I was going to read today, I couldn't find it on the public pension reckoning delayed with stimulus pumping up stocks. People who are retired from public works come awful close to losing all their money. This article from Bloomberg says U.S. public pension may have finished the fiscal year with small gains, a dramatic turnaround after losing about $1 trillion in the first quarter when the coronavirus pandemic triggered a stock market plunge. In March, U.S. public pensions were on the pace for an average investment loss of 21% for the year ending June 30th, according to Moody's Investment Service. Thanks to massive monetary and fiscal stimulus, State and local retirement funds, which invest about half of their assets in U.S. and foreign stocks, may return 1.9%, according to an analyst by Bank of New York Mellon Group. So the only thing that saved the pension funds for the public workers was the stimulus package of $2.2 trillion, which is going to cause hyperinflation. Now, Trump wants one, as you said today, wanting one bigger than $3 trillion the next time, as early as next month. We're no longer talking about any type of fiscal responsibility at all. No one seems to care about it, baby. We don't need a budget. What do you mean need a budget? Just spend your way to prosperity. That's what they're trying to do, isn't it?
Well, what they're trying to do is to keep it from collapsing as long as they can, because they understand if they don't pump this money into the system at the day that it's over. It's over. And none of them wants that responsibility, so they will do whatever they can. And, hey, fiat currencies work. Corrupt systems work as long as there's confidence and faith into that system. So if there's faith that, you know, it can go on until, you know, something erupts that breaks that confidence and so forth, that will be the game changer. I mean, it is amazing. We talked about it earlier today, Butch, when you have all these, you know, all this stimulus going out, and then you have these multinational corporations, billionaires, multi-millionaires getting the loans from the government from the stimulus. You know, you get banks, you get billionaires and country clubs, they received loans. You have, Kanye West. What the heck do these people need loans for? They've got enough millions and billions of dollars. They need to start using their own money to keep their own companies running instead of begging from and getting it from government, where taxpayers, once it goes into a grant, is all taxpayers' responsibility. Taxpayers are broke. Taxpayers will probably want the government to default on our debt. We can't pay for it. But then as they default on the debt, so we lose 70% of your assets. So plan on it, because it's going to happen.
Well, I got married in November 20th, 1971, almost 49 years ago this November. It doesn't seem possible. But Melody, my first decent paying job that I thought was decent paying in 1971, the folks listen, I'm telling this for a reason. I want you to compare what the dollar's worth back in 1971 to what it's worth today. In 1971, I got a job working for the city of Summersville in the sewage department. It paid $450 a month. And Marcia and I were tickled pink that I had that job, because it actually helped us buy groceries, put gas in the car, pay our power bills. Yes, folks, $450 a month. Gas was about a quarter a gallon. You could buy 10, 12 loaves of bread for a dollar. A gallon of milk was like, I don't know, 35 cents. I mean, yes, the dollar has dropped that much in value in my married lifetime. 1964, Colonel Sanders sold out his franchise, I guess you say, to a business for $2 million. He sold his face and his name and all that for Kentucky Fried Chicken. That $2 million in 1964, when the money was still backed by silver, we had real money. Silver tickets were still in circulation. $1 million today. Your dollar has dropped that much in value because it's backed by nothing. Melody Seastrom is trying to tell you to call her. I don't care if you got $100, $50, or $10,000. Call her and put in something worth having. Please, folks, for your own sake, 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. 4188. Call her up and tell her I sent you. Maybe she'll give you a hard time. just call and talk to her, please. I know what this done for me, Melody. And if I could see Bob Chapman right now, I'd shake his hand and thank him for his advice he gave me a long time ago. And that's right before, I think, right after I met you. And you were saying the same thing. And I had no idea. I knew nothing about gold and silver and what it was worth. I was completely naive about the dollar. I thought a dollar was a dollar was a dollar. I didn't know about fiat currency. I had no idea what that was. Do you know how much y'all have taught me over the years?
I don't know.
Well, you taught me enough that you saved my buns. You really did. You kept me from maybe having to still pay for a house at my age. Because you was able to pay off the home and different things a lot earlier, I was able to help my son have a surgery, take care of some needs, and that because you and Bob and a few others spoke up and said, listen, Pastor Butch, you need to do this. Melody, when I started buying Silver Eagles, they were $3 a piece. Back in 1993 or four.
As we go through these troubled times, you have more and more people, and I know when it comes to gold and silver, you're going to see more people. All of a sudden, they're involved in telling people to buy gold and silver, and it irritates me because the same people don't tell you to buy it when the prices are low. There's one person in particular, everybody always references him. You know, he's the guru of silver and so forth, and it irritates me because in the 90s, when people should have been buying silver, he was telling people not to buy silver. Because the price stank. But then when the price started to move up, then all of a sudden they get involved, and all of a sudden now they're the heroes. And you know, as soon as the price goes down, they disappear. They go on to the paper or whatever that makes them the next couple bucks. And then whatever the next market is, the gold and silver, they'll come back in. And I'm beginning to see that now. I'm beginning to hear, you know, more comments and so forth. But what we really need to do is stick to the fundamentals, stick to the basics, because that's what's going to get you through everything. And it's the same way with your money. You know, you chase the yields and dividends in the stock market. You did well. Great. Super. Protect it. Why give it back to them? And that's how they just lure you in. You know, they take it. Your investments drop, and then they let them rise again, and then they drop, and then, well, I'll just stay in there because they're just going to come back. This time, I do believe it is different. I know a lot of us thought it was different in 2008, but we had, and I always knew they had more power. You know, never ever underestimate their power and their ability to keep the system going. We learned that in 2008. And we've even seen what they've done when the stock market dropped in March. We saw them bring it back to 25,000. We see what the Fed is pumping into these systems just to keep everything going. You know, low interest rates, quantitative easing. They're buying back corporate bonds. They're buying back government bonds. They're buying muni bonds to the tune of, what, $3, $4 trillion since the beginning of this virus? I mean, it's incredible, the numbers. How long can they keep doing it? We don't know.
Well,
but in the meantime, you're right. Your purchasing power is declining.
Folks, got to go to break. Back at the break, we're going to take phone calls very quick. If you want to call and talk to us about anything financially, why don't you do it now? Anything financial, call us. 844-769-2944. And don't be embarrassed to ask questions, because believe me, folks, I don't have all the answers, but Melody does. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying.
Folks, again, we're talking Melody Cedarstrom with Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188 is her phone number. You can call us, talk to us if you like. We've got a call online. And Gary, hang on a minute. I'll get to you in a few minutes, I promise. Just hang on there. But you can call us at 844-769-2944. And this is something I think that some people didn't think about, but I mentioned the other day, and it's kind of, folks, a little bit on the scary side. In a sense, if you depend on Social Security to live on, a lot of people do, including me. I paid into it for 50 years, for goodness sake. But the coronavirus could deplete the government's major trust funds, and that includes Medicare and Social Security. Now, Social Security is said now will be out of funds in 11 years. Now, I know for old folks like me, that's a long ways off. But for a lot of people, it's not. And to me, that's an optimistic view. It really is, especially if what happens in November is what I think is going to happen in November. Very optimistic view. And Medicare will be going before then. Now, this is because of coronavirus, and, of course, no one's paying Social Security tax, they're not working. No one's paying income tax, they're not working. No one's paying tax at all if they're not working. That's something you need to think about. I mean, governments, counties and cities and states are going to start cutting back on essential services. Melody, back in 2008, I remember my son lives in Colorado Springs, and my daughter-in-law told me that they'd turn out every other street light at night to save money.
Sure.
Because the city didn't have enough money to pay for them. That's going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what this is going to be. Melody, still there?
I am. I did.
Okay. Yeah, them shutting down every other street light in Colorado Springs back in 2008 and 2009. Is nothing considering that the cities and towns are behind at least $200 billion. They're laying off government workers about 1.5 million. Their tax base has declined around 10%, and they're going to have to start cutting back on the health care, education, public safety, and of course I know it's going to be trash, sewage, and water. If they can't pay the bills and keep the workers, the services go away. And folks, if you're living in a city and you depend on these services, that's going to be very rough on you. That's all I can say. Mel, do you have any comments?
No, I mean, you're 100% correct. I mean, there's so many little things that are going on in this country and they're just being totally ignored. When we talk about the pensions and the governments and the taxes and the people laid off, everyone is just focused on the virus and everything reopening. No one else is talking about anything else. Okay, the jobs report. Well, you know what? If you read between the lines, it wasn't that good. The last month's job report, it was a big miscalculation at the bottom of the line. These are miscalculated. So, we're not getting the truth, not even close. We know government never gives us the truth to begin with. And now it's even worse.
It's being totally
ignored. And yet people make decisions.
Well, they talk about jobs coming back. They talk about such big job growth. Melody, that doesn't mean the new jobs. It just means that some are returning back to work. It's not new employment. Some are going back to their old job. But when almost 48 million people are laid off and 2.5 million go back to work, that's not much of a dent, is it?
No, it isn't. And so, I mean, we got a long ways to go, but we haven't felt anything for what has happened so far.
No, we haven't.
I mean, some people are getting paid more than what they did with their jobs. So
oh, yeah.
People aren't feeling the brunt of the lost job yet.
They're getting paid a lot.
When it hits, Katie, bar the door. You better buckle up and you better be ready. You know, I mean, hey, we're sitting kind of nice. You know, if you have a nice retirement account, you have a little bit of a savings and you get your Social Security and, hey, the stock market went back up to 25,000. What should I be upset about?
I agree.
Upset about a lot.
Well, you know, I will say this. We get the phone lines good. They filled up almost all of a sudden. I read an article, and I think I shared it in your program last week. This is from government figures that there were almost half the workforce laid off, 47.something million people out of work. Out of work, that's what they said. They're out of work. I don't know how they figure it. I don't know how to get their numbers. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. 48 million people out of work, but the unemployment rate was only 13%. I don't understand how they can say in one hand half the working force is laid off, but only 13% are unemployed. Now, Melody, I may be seeing something totally wrong here, but I don't get that. How can that be?
Oh, it's their fuzzy math, Butch.
But it has to be very fuzzy math. I mean,
fuzzy math.
That doesn't even.
It's just how they pick and choose what they calculate in order to come up with that number. You know,
if you use the
U3 or U2, if you use the U6, I mean, John Williams at Shadow Stats, I mean, he's saying that the unemployment is 17 to 20%. You know, if you use
that's
the old
low.
Ways that they calculate it, so I know
that's not real numbers. If half the workforce is laid off, it can't be 13% or even 20%. It's either half or it's nothing. It can't. When a man is not working, he's unemployed. Now maybe he ran out of unemployment benefits. Maybe he's out of them and can't draw anymore. I don't know. So they quit counting.
A lot of those have given up work, and they don't count those, and they don't count these, and they don't count that. So
oh,
that's government for you.
Well, let's take a phone call from my brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Melody. I haven't talked to you in quite some time. I always want to tell the listening audience, I'm not a pitch man for Melody Steers. But I'm going to tell you a story back in, about the mid-90s. I heard her on the air. And I went ahead and I bought some gold and I bought some silver. And I'm saying that to encourage somebody here. At that time, I think I was paying like $290 for gold.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I were both working.
$1,800 now, Gary. You paid $200 for it and say $1,800 now. Go ahead.
Right. And, you know, back then, you know, me and my wife were both working. You know, we were doing pretty good. And all of a sudden, I got sick and I couldn't work. So now it was down to her income, which wasn't a whole lot to begin with. But and then what happened, as the price went up and went up and went up, she got cancer, so she couldn't work.
Oh.
And then we were just barely scraping by. So when all those doctor bills came in and the traffic going back and forth to Tucson and so on and so forth, I sold that back to Melody. And it was like an $800 or $900 profit on it when I bought it. And that seen me through. So even if the world don't come to an end, you know, here in the last couple, you never know when something's going to happen to you.
Very good
but
point.
But the way the market is going right now, you know, with currency just being thrown around like paper dollars, I mean, that gold and silver has to go up. And so if I were you, I would give her a call and talk to her about that And she's very, very honest. I remember when I used to buy something off of her, and every once in a while she would just kick in a couple extra coins. And that's the kind of person that you're dealing with. And God bless you, Melody. Like I said, you and Butch have both been a blessing to me over the years. So I just wanted to let people know what kind of person you are and how what they can do to get by when things fall apart.
Well, thank you, Gary. Anything you want to say, Melody?
You're quite welcome, Butch.
Well, you brought a tear to my eye, Gary.
Well, I didn't mean to do that, but I love you. I love you. I love you. And like I said, you've always been great to me. And, Butch, I will talk to you on Thursday. You have a blessed, both of you have a blessed
evening.
Right,
talk to you soon.
Thank you, Gary.
What a sweet testimony, Melody.
It was.
I mean, doesn't that make
and
you feel good?
And I hope him and his wife are doing better. And
well, they're out in the streets every weekend trying to stop somebody from murdering their babies every weekend, usually by themselves, maybe a couple other people are doing it every weekend faithfully, sometimes during the week. He hasn't quit fighting for the glory of God. But that's what you did for that couple, Melody. I know sometimes you're just like me, you get frustrated and aggravated and want to quit, but you helped them come through a tough time. You did, Melody. By the grace of God, you did that. So make you, I know you feel blessed inside for that. I know you did.
Well, I can't talk, so yes.
Well, let's take another call right here in good old West Virginia. Let's talk to Hubert. Hubert, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
A little off topic, but I was looking today to try to get some 9mm ammo for shooting. You can't buy ammunition anywhere. It's gone.
They're out of stock?
Out of stock. All the Cabela's, all the big retailers, all the local stores, there is almost no ammunition you can buy unless you get the real expensive stuff, you know, like $25, $30 a box.
Oh, wow. Well, I do know
but
that in May and June.
It disappeared the last week.
In May and June, they had two record sales in guns. In May, they sold 3.7 million, or they had background checks, I should say, on 3.7 million.
Yeah.
And in June, they had 3.9 million. That's just the ones they had background checks on. I bet you there's 2 or 3 million more that didn't do background checks like me. I don't buy guns with background checks. I buy private individuals. That way, nobody knows what I got. So anyway, so your ammo is getting tight.
It disappeared.
Wow. Wow.
I gotta give Melody a call and get some silver for her. I've been getting some old coins I had and trading them to a local guy and for silver eagles. I just about depleted that because I couldn't see any reason in keeping coin collections anymore. I don't think the world's gonna be around long enough to fool with it.
Well, you'd be a good idea to do that. You know, it's like Gary just said, Hubert, no one knows what tomorrow holds. God forbid you end up getting sick and you can't produce anymore, but we don't know that, do we?
Oh, no, crap happens.
It does.
It does.
You give her a call and tell us, remind her that you called tonight and talked to us. She may give you a pretty good deal.
Well, I imagine she will. She sounds like a very fine lady.
Just don't send me any of your biscuits.
it's always a challenge getting one out of there.
Well, I never could stand to find hearing my food. Anyway,
Okay.
Good call, Hubert. Anything else?
Y'all have yourselves a wonderful day.
Okay. I tell you, I have got the best listeners in the world. I really do. They got a sense of humor and
well, you know,
good-hearted.
I do too, you know. I do too.
I
know
you do. Well, of course. They're probably a lot of part of the same people.
Probably the same. You know, the same listeners.
It's a blessing to have people like that out there. Let's take another phone call before we run out of time. Let's go to Addison in Ohio. Addison, welcome.
Well, how you doing, Pastor? How you doing, Miss Melody?
Hi, Addison. I'm doing fine. Hope you are, too.
Well, we are. We are. I just heard about the 9mm shortage. And, Melody, are you stockpiling that stuff over there in Maryland?
I can't say that on the air.
No, guys, I'll tell you what.
The boys are Lord's listening, you know?
The boys are what?
Oh, yeah, the boy.
Ow.
No, we've been, I work for a small trucking company, and I deliver to the local factories around here, and they've been running real slow, getting products in. Their supply chains are really messed up since the coronavirus come in. And I've been down to, in fact, I've only had 2 full weeks work since March.
Wow.
And what I'm seeing is, and we're setting fine. We're setting very, very well. But what I'm seeing is people going out and buying brand new cars, buying campers, 30-day tags. And, man, our world is in a total upheaval. What I'm trying to tell you guys is I never thought this would happen to me, where I work for a trucking company. I supply factories. And what I'm trying to say is, daggone it, if you have a little extra money, you're not spending it.
I see it.
You're saving it and putting it in a savings for hard times coming. And it's coming.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
We see riots in the streets, statues being pulled down. We hear on mainline news threats of civil war. We hear our economists talking about hyperinflation and deflation and all of these things going on, but we don't know what our future holds, but every day that the Lord tarries, it's going to get a little worse. And guys, if you have a little extra, give Melody a call and set it back. If things got really bad, you could use that to bribe somebody to get out of whatever situation you're in. And
that's true. That was used in World War II, by the way. You know that.
Yes. I'm just giving basically a warning here. That things don't look good on the horizon, and if you have extra food and you have water and you have things to protect yourself, like Melody's talking about, the boys are listening. No, if you have those bases covered, those are important. If you have those bases covered, call Melody up if you have a little extra and put it back. Because our fiat currency, they tell you what it's worth when you go to the store.
That's true.
And
if things go south, you can. If you have precious metals, you have a little bit more control.
That's very, very true.
God bless both you people. I love
Thank
you both.
Thank you, sir.
You've helped our family, both of you. I'll catch you later. Love you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Ashton. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashton.
I've had the privilege of meeting Ashton a couple times face-to-face. He and his wife, Cheryl, come down to the Bible studies and a bit with us. I'll say this on radio. She's a whole lot cuter than he is, but he's a sweetheart anyway. So, and he's just a good guy. Folks, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You can call us in the office tomorrow if you like. Like I said, if you want to place an order or make a donation, we'd appreciate it. And call for a new catalog at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And our guest tomorrow night is Dr. Judy Mikovits. We're going to discuss the coronavirus and how it's been hyped and what's going on behind the scenes. You don't want to miss that. You really, truly don't. If you want to call and have any questions tonight, please feel free to call. I want to share this next article, folks, because the stock market, I can't see, Melody, the stock market affects me one way or the other, because I'm not in it, and you can't trust it. You just can't trust it. But, Jeff, the head of A. Gary Schilling and company, Gary Schilling himself made a comment that this is going to be it's going to be another drop, at least 40% drop, in the market very soon. Now, I think he's being very conservative here. I truly do. But it's going to be at least a 40% drop. So when you think about that, and he's on the conservative side, what could it really be when it does drop? And when it dropped back in March, it seemed like it happened in a matter of just a few weeks, and it was down, tanked out, a huge amount. So what's going to be next, Melody, on that?
You know, it's always amazing is because when March happened and the market was going down 2,000 points, 3,000 points, 1,000 points, I mean, everybody reacts. There's an action and there's a reaction. But then as soon as that was over and the market started coming back, everybody went back to sleep. Some big money's coming into gold still, but a lot of folks that you just go back to sleep and you just wait. And one of these days, or the next time it happens, there won't be enough gold or silver to go around. This time around was totally different than what it was in 2008. We were busier for not just 1 month. We were busier from 2007 really, where it really started happening up to 2010. This time was totally different. There was product then. There was no product this time. With the virus, they shut down.
Yes.
And this was totally different. And the premiums skyrocketed to things I hadn't seen before in 25 years. The next time around, there isn't going to be anything there.
Well,
I always thought there'd be something. But after this time around in March, it'll be gone.
Folks, you need to pay attention to that because there is a coin shortage. The mint quit working. And I believe it's starting to slow down again because somebody there caught the virus, apparently. But in Michigan, it says that a retailer in Michigan called Barrels and Vines couldn't find enough change to pay the customers. They're asking them to pay with credit cards. And I have a family member, brother-in-law, my brother's brother-in-law, lives in North Carolina. They wouldn't take his cash. Another went in too, and they said they had a shortage of coins. And, of course, the mint does mint the Silver Eagles. And they went through the roof in price, $25 and up for a while. Ridiculous amount. So she's telling the truth. There's a shortage of coins. By the way, and Brother Dana Coverstone's dream started back in December, Mel. Back in December now, Mel. This is before all this started. In December, he had a dream that there'd be a coin shortage. Matter of fact, he said he saw the roof of the bank open up and looked like a big vacuum swept all the money out of the banks. That's what he saw. Mm-hmm. But he saw the coin shortage first. And some of his church members, when they saw this happening, said, "You told us this a few months ago." So, yeah, folks, this is for real. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, are you there? Come on in, my friend.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Melody.
Hi, Bruce.
Good to have you. Yes, sir.
I want to say that I've ordered precious metals from Melody, and she gets it to you real promptly, and she's an honest business lady. I wonder if I could read a statement by Doc Marquis. He said something would precede the economic collapse. I got this from David Bay's Cutting Edge website. Wouldn't mind if I say, read a little bit of it?
Sure, go ahead.
Doc Marquis, former Luminous family, former Satanist, became a Christian later in life. He stated that while economic collapse was planned for America and all the Western world, such collapse would not occur until all other elements of the plan were ready to go into action. No part of the plan will occur before the others. The plan for the beginning of World War III, the war to produce Antichrist. The World War consists of three world wars. Number one, Middle East. Israel will provide the spark to go out all against the Palestinians and their Arab enemies. What are we seeing now with Netanyahu taking land from the Palestinians? Two, Korean Peninsula. Nuclear confrontation is planned, which will lead most of mankind to believe they're going to die. Three, China will invade Taiwan. We're seeing this happening right now. Taiwan's worried about that. Number four, terrorism will explode in cities in every country whose leaders are elected. We see terrorism exploding in our country. And then, number five, the economic collapse. All these elements must be in place before any of them will occur. Doc Marquis emphatically stated that the Illuminati felt so strongly that Americans would not accept a new world order unless they felt prosperous right up until the time of the war. That they were determined to take all measures necessary to ensure the economy did not tank until the proper time, including using the most powerful witchcraft, which they're doing now with the money printing, in order to keep Americans feeling good about the economic situation. So according to Doc, there's going to be major wars break out before the economic collapse, and we're seeing this being fomented right now, I think, in the world. And
I think you're right.
And
they
can't fight a war if they can't fight a war if the economy collapses. So I see war coming before, you know, the economic tank comes. But I think he was prophetic about that. I thought I'd share that.
Well, you certainly got part of it right. Any comments, Melody, before I turn Bruce loose?
No, and you know, and you're right. When you look at what's happening on the Korean Peninsula right now, and all the ones that you mentioned, and I don't think we'll have an election this year. And what is the one thing that we've always talked about for 25 years that would eliminate the election is war. So I think I thought we would be see war by election time.
Well, I think a big war is coming in the Middle East too.
Yep.
I think you're very right. Now, it could be where the whole world war starts. You know that. I think it's what's prophesied. It's going to start because of Jerusalem. Any more comments?
No, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Bruce.
That's great. I'm glad you did.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless, my friend. All right, we're down about the last minute and a half, so, Melody, what do you want to tell the folks? If this were your last chance to get to talk to anybody, what would you tell them?
Be safe. Pray.
Yep,
if there's any time left over than that and you have some fiat dollars you want to convert into real money, give us a call. And I think what all the listeners said tonight was so very important, and I thank each and every one of them. And it's a great savings account. And I think if you want to stay out of that system, their system, you need to have gold and silver. And you are going to lose if you have your pension plans, your account. You can be in paper if you want, but at least get it insured. Get the other half of it insured with gold and silver. But, you know, I can't give financial advice, but I wouldn't be in any paper at all. And I always go back to my example of Venezuela. They had record stock markets, and people were eating their animals in the street at the same time. So
don't pay attention
to those high stock market prices on the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ. That doesn't mean anything. So give us a call.
All right. 800-375-4188. Thank you, Melody Seastrom.
Thank you, Butch.
Talk to you soon.
You. Bye-bye.
Folks, we love you. See you tomorrow night with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Don't you all miss that for sure. God bless y'all. Night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.